Now here's the story of a doctor who was convicted of a crime but is walking free. The doctor is Egyptian. One of his patients was a girl who died after female genital mutilation. Women's advocates want to stop that procedure, which has been performed on millions of Egyptian women. They thought it was progress when a court gave the doctor 2 years in prison, but he hasn't gone to jail. NPR's Leila Fadda went looking for him.
Dr. Ruslan Fadl was convicted after the death of Suhair al-Badi'a. She was just 13 years old when her parents took her to him for a rite of passage for most girls here in the Nile Delta. It's known in Egypt as cleansing, but most people call it FGM, female genital mutilation. For Batya, the girl with big brown eyes, the age-old custom killed her. Fadl's case was historic because he's the first doctor to be handed a prison sentence in connection to the practice. Now, it was the minimum he could get, but rights groups hailed it as a victory. More than 10 months later, he hasn't served a day behind bars. Local police say they're searching for him day and night, but his whereabouts weren't a mystery when I went to the streets of his village. For the record, Dr. Fadl and I are not related.
So everybody in the neighborhood knows he's working, so we're walking on the street and a neighbor just told us, go ahead, go inside, he'll help you.
So we go to his home where we know he's operating his clinic. A woman opens the door. She says he's traveling and only God knows when he'll be back. So I head to the government hospital in a nearby town. I was told he might be working there. Rather than go in as a foreigner who might draw attention, I ask an Egyptian accompanying me to go inside and ask for the doctor. He comes back out. I'm not using his name to keep him out of trouble. So tell me what happened.
I asked about him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And did she say he was there?
Yeah, he checked me up.
He did?
Yes. And I got his phone and all that.
So he's working?
He's working, yeah.
So the doctor, who supposedly is on the run, is working in a government hospital. A hospital that has police stationed inside it routinely, including when I was there. Later, we called Dr. Fadl and asked how he's not in jail. He said he's on the run from security and his case was unjust. He denies performing FGM on Badia. When we tell him he was spotted at the hospital, he acknowledges he still works there. Then we call a local police official to ask how this man is working at a government hospital. The line goes dead and repeated callbacks go unanswered.
They feel that he didn't really commit a crime and that they have really to go and arrest him. And he should have been in prison for quite some time by now.
That's Saad Aboudaya of Equality Now. It's the international organization that took up the case and pushed for the conviction.
Although we were delighted about the conviction, but the implementation of the conviction is quite very important. Otherwise, nobody will care.
She says without prison time, it sends a message that FGM is okay. It was outlawed in Egypt in 2008, but it remains widespread. Until Fadl, no doctors had ever been convicted. And for Egyptian parents who still cling to this cultural practice, they believe they are doing this for their child's benefit, that it quells women's desires, making them more attractive for marriage. Now that's certainly the case with Suhair al-Batia's family. They live in a rundown home on a sewage-filled, unpaved street. Batya's grandmother has the same name as her late granddaughter, Suhair. She blames the doctor for her granddaughter's death, but says FGM is good for women. She had it done, and so have all the women in her family. Just a few miles away, Batya was entombed in an above-ground grave.
In front of me is a little green door that is sealed shut on the grave of Suhair.
I'm there with Reda al-Danbouki, the women's rights lawyer who led the case against Dr. Fadl. He says the fresh-faced 13-year-old was supposed to wear a white dress at her wedding someday. Instead, the white dress she wears is the one put on her body when she was laid to rest. Leila Fadl, NPR News, Egypt.